Our next item is Millville Organic Center, conditional use number 1913, amended condition.
This is a request to amend condition of approval F, which states there shall be no composting, grinding, processing, or mulch storage operations within 300 feet of any neighboring property line. The area set aside for composting, grinding, and processing shall be shown on the final site plan. That's the existing condition. The applicants are proposing to amend that condition to there shall be no yard waste, composting operations, including storage, composting, and curing within 300 feet measured horizontally from an occupied dwelling and within 25 feet of a property line. There shall be no yard waste grinding within the same setbacks previously stated within this condition. These setbacks for the yard waste composting operations, including storage, composting, and curing, and yard waste grinding shall be shown on the final site plan. That's the condition they're requesting. The revised condition for composting only would adhere to the guidelines for yard waste and composting facilities prepared by DENREC. The applicant stated or have advised us that those statements were made a part of the record at the public hearing. And I just passed you down a copy of the email that I just read. And attached to that would be the area, it's the site plan, that if the condition was not amended, that would be the only area they had to work with. Is that correct, Mark?
Looking at this one, and I had talked to Mr. Smith a little bit about it along the way, I think it sort of got off kind of with some confusion on the original condition that was proposed by the applicant, which was based upon the DENREC requirements, and then was incorporated into the commission's decision. And really, when you look at it, the DENREC requirements that are in the record, it says you can't have all the storage, composting, et cetera, within 300 feet measured horizontally from an occupied dwelling. And that was the conditions of approval. They said they added to that within 300 feet of an occupied dwelling on an adjacent property. And what ended up in the approval was a condition that stated 300 feet. Let me find it here. They talked about of a neighboring property line. So, it was the occupied dwelling versus a neighboring property line. I think Mr. Smith's concern was if you have an undeveloped lot, at some point it could be developed, and that person be prejudiced by that. But the way I read the DENREC requirements, it sounds like that's an evolving line. If somebody builds in there, they're going to have to adjust the 300 feet. So.
Well, that's right. I mean, it's the who's there first.
Well, I don't even know that it's the who's there first on this one. The way I read the DENREC requirements is you can't do it within 300 feet from an occupied dwelling. So,
well, but if you're built next to an empty lot,
that's like a poultry.
Yeah,
that's like a poultry house right now. I would have to be 200 feet from an existing home on another lot. If you owned the next lot, my poultry house was there before you. I don't have to be 200 feet from your dwelling.
And I mean, that may be an issue for another day, but if you read this literally, I mean, it talks about you can't do these operations. We're not talking about a poultry building, which is a structure. It talks about the operations. You can't have them within 300 feet measured horizontally from an occupied dwelling without, you can do it, but you got to get written authorization from the department. So, it'd be one thing if you put in probably a new subdivision or whatever, but if you got existing lots, somebody pulls a building permit closer than 300 feet, what would happen, but you'd have to look at whether you need to get permission or not.
Yeah. Seeing as how Mr. Davidson's gone to the trouble of making that nice sample board for us and his client, sure, is paying for it, we should ask him to come up and at least show it to us.
I don't know. I mean, if somebody complained, I guess.
Good evening. Mark Davidson with Pannoni Associates.
Can I just ask one quick, just simple question? What's the difference? What would be the, because I saw you proposed a condition F, sort sort of what's the difference between that and just going back to what you all had proposed in the first place? You know,
I mean, what I'm proposing in the condition F now, it's just basically taking the Denerec regulation. And the Denerec regulation, and I do have handouts here, I could pass it out, I included it.
It was in the original book.
Right, it talks about the within 300 feet of the measured horizontally from an occupied, but then in condition C, it states within 25 feet of a property line. So if the property adjacent is vacant, we can't do anything within 25 feet of that property line. I don't think clearly I understand what you're saying about if somebody were to build a house after the operation, I don't think Denerec, I think when they put this statement in here, if the adjacent property is vacant, this can't be done within 25 feet of the property line, because that's the third condition that they put under the siting restrictions in their guidelines.
Well, I'll respond to that two ways. One is that the original approval said you got to comply with all Denerec requirements anyway. So, I mean, that's
correct.
Whatever Denerec says. Mark, but I got to tell you, I'm not sure, and this is for Denerec, but not the commission, but I think that means, you know, like if you have a farm that doesn't have any houses on it, you got to be 25 feet away from that. But, you know, I think you need to be careful on occupied dwelling. It doesn't say that those are sort of an either or set of lists. I mean, at some point, you know, Denerec may have an issue if somebody builds a house on a lot.
And once again, when we presented this, you know, the 17-acre conditional use that we had was in the middle of the 40-acre farm.
Oh, I know, yeah.
And, I mean, I did prepare a board, and that was part of the exhibit that I sent to Mr. Abbott today, was there's your eight acres. If you were to go 300 feet from all property lines, this is all he has left to work with it, based on that. Yeah. I mean, and the condition included mulching as well, and we were just basically talking about composting. So it restricts him from even doing mulching or anything. And basically, again, that's what he has left out of the 17 acres that he can do anything based on that condition.
Yeah. I completely understand that. I just would be cautious about whatever Denerec might say on that.
And I understand that. And I think if a property, right now, the most restrictive area that we have to work within that's from an occupied dwelling, and again, dwellings can move from, you know, time to time we show the 300-foot setback, again, in this area here, from the closest dwelling that is to the property line, and we show it from Squirrel's Run as well. And these are the most restrictive. We've located all the houses along here. We have, that'll be shown on the final site plan and the preliminary site plan, the 300-foot radiuses from all those dwellings. Again, this being a farm field back here, we proffered up a 50-foot buffer, which was one of the conditions, and we're still holding to that 50-foot buffer. So, but I understand what you're saying, that if somebody were to build back here, it would be up to Denerec to come out and, I guess, regulate the fact that...
It seems to me that the way Denerec approaches it is like a hunting type thing. You know, just as somebody builds a house, you can't, you know, that just is a movable line. I don't have any real concerns with the change.
You're willing to basically accept the Denerec language as condition?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. One question. But if he accepts it, I know this isn't for this commission, but if he accepts it and then the house gets moved in, then the line gets moved again, right?
Well, that's
the question. Okay. I mean, yeah. It violates my street corner sense of justice, but... Okay. There are many things.
It doesn't talk about, like, you know, and this is a question more for Denerec, but it doesn't talk about existing houses. It just says you got to do these operations further than 300 feet from an occupied dwelling, you know? I mean, it doesn't say a house.
Doesn't an occupied dwelling presuppose that the dwelling exists?
Yeah, but like I said.
How can a non-existent dwelling be occupied?
Counselor.
If you're hunting, if somebody builds a house... And you could hunt in this field. Somebody puts a house there. You can't go hunting.
That's because it's flying lead.
Well, this is flying compost. I don't know. I'm not arguing. I'm just saying. That's what Denerec's going to say. So,
I think at the end of the day,
I think one thing we agree on is that none of us really know the mind of Denerec.
Mr. Chairman,
sir,
if I may add to this, I know that when this has been before the commission, that Mr. Smith, who unfortunately is not here, put a lot of time and effort into his motion, and there was reasons for that. And I know he had concern with the preliminary plan that we saw before. I'd much prefer to defer any action on this until Mr. Smith has an opportunity to weigh in.
That would give Mark the opportunity to go to Denrec and get a clarification of that condition of their regulations.
Well, and that brings up, though, another question, because at one point it was on for site plan approval.
That's correct.
And right now, just for an amended condition, do you have a site plan that goes with the amended condition? You know, like if, and I'm not presupposing.
That was the site plan that we had submitted.
Right. I mean, because I'm just thinking, too, that if we're going to approve the site plan, it's not on the agenda for that.
Nobody's problem but ours, but we designed the entire, we have DLDOT approval. We're all but ready to get SCD approval, fire marshal. We have to provide a lockbox. That was the only comment that the fire marshal had. So we're ready to get final approval. It's just I've stopped everything when we, I read that condition prior to the last meeting coming, and that's why I pulled it last time and asked for us to come in here for this amended condition, because I read that condition and I saw that we did not meet that condition.
But you're only requesting that we amend the condition tonight.
That's correct.
Yeah, and I was going to say, if it's deferred, as Mr. Johnson suggested, we should get it back on. So if it is going to be amended, I don't know if it is or not, but if it is, you can do both at one time, you know, so it doesn't hold up your client anymore.
Week after next.
In other words, you can turn your site plan in and get.
And I would probably at that point have all final approvals from all the agencies at that point.
That would be okay.
That'd be fine.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, are we. Everybody okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
With that, Mr. Chairman, I move we defer action on Millville Organic Center amended condition for further consideration by the commission.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on the Millville Organic Center conditional use 1913 amended condition. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item.